are you doing, man?
Pretty good.
Good. I was just letting people know that you were calling in. We're talking to Tony Furtado. Tony, I've played already for the audience from Copper and Tin, which is a six. There's six tunes on this. Actually, yeah, there's six. The last thing is a melody of is a medley of like three things, but this is like a six. You put out two albums last year.
Yeah, actually this year.
Oh, this year. Yeah, that's right. These are brand new.
Did that just recently. The one you played the track from, that tune called Machine, that's from Copper and Tin, which is I'm calling it a companion disc to the other album that I put out called The Bell.
The Bell, yeah.
And so Copper and Tin is essentially kind of some bits and pieces from here and there. There's a few of those, a couple of tunes on there that are from a soundtrack that I did for a gentleman named Tim Jackson, who I think is actually from Ohio. But he did a movie called Wrestling with Iowa, which is about Iowa high school wrestling, which you may or may not know is a big deal. And so he did this film following a couple champions around, and he needed a tune for each guy, as well as some end credit music. So the tune you played was for the young man who he described to me as being like a machine. And why that tune's called Machine. Other tune that's like the other guy is Firecracker. And then the end credit music is called Iowa, and that's from The Bell.
Yeah, it's interesting when I look down at and if you're just tuning in, I'm very happy to talk to Tony Furtado. I'm gonna take a few minutes with him and help him explain why I started listening to him all those years ago on these Rounder. You were a banjo player playing bluegrass, which is what I think caught my attention. This goes back a while though.
Yeah.
You just keep it, and I know I have these Rounder records at home and other labels too, where I'm listening to Tony Furtado. Your style was never exactly mimicking Earl, but it was certainly in that hard, you know, that bluegrass style, the three finger style. And then you just sort of went your own way, man. You just kind of found your own sound and keep exploring it. And you started playing a lot of guitar, a lot of slide guitar, and singing and writing. And I just think it fits well into what we like to have discussions on this show about music. I think there is a jazz overlay to some of the stuff that you do. There's blues, and as I look down at Copper and Tin, yeah, you have those tunes that you did for the movie, and you also have 8th of January. That's pretty traditional, and then the last six thing are medleys of what appear to me just sort of like Irish tunes. And
pretty straight up Irish.
Yeah, and your albums are like that. You'll have on The Bell, which is the more, there's 13 tunes on that. You'll have, I'm going to play, when we're finished here, I'll play Astoria. And and you just, if you just look, folks, if you look at The Bell and open it up and try to count the number of musicians that Tony has. And all the different instruments too, Tony. You've got, it would take the rest of my 3-hour program just to list the different people that played. You have a tabla playing on this. You have, you have an African tune. Our instrument that I assume it's the N is say that for me.
It's called Ngoni, and it's the predecessor of the banjo.
That's right. I knew that.
You know, the reason I did that was the first time I produced something that was for me, myself, and I on my own label. And so I had complete call to do whatever I wanted with the sound. And so it was kind of a little bit of throwing a bunch of stuff against the wall and seeing what stuck, but also a bit of creating some different textures and ambience, you know, behind the songs, because for this album, I really wanted that. It's the most personal album I've ever made. So I felt like I needed to kind of create these soundscapes and emotions within the music. You know, and digging back there, you mentioned a couple things about how I started off. You know, just in the banjo world, I always had an ear cocked to other kinds of music. You know, I definitely spent some time studying jazz. You know, I remember doing many hours with the Charlie Parker Omnibook, just transcribing solos from, you know, back in the day and transcribing for the banjo, just note for note, to really understand that sound, bebop, and how it might translate to the banjo. And it really, it was a big ear opener for me. You know, I did that with that. I did Charlie Christian. Anything and everything I could to understand that. I knew I wasn't going to end up being a jazz musician, but I sure loved it, and it was definitely something that added into my stew.
Well, and that's an interesting way to put it, Tony, because I've watched your heard your development through all these different changes to where you sort of like the slide guitar. I don't remember you early on playing the slide, but I think you are incredibly proficient at slide guitar. It could be blues, but not always. You might associate more of that slide guitar with that sound, but you are taking instruments and instrumentation, and you've really now at this point, and you and I have talked in the past on a different program about the bell and why you were doing it, and I'm glad you brought that up, but you've mm-hmm. synthesized all these things without trying to reproduce them. In other words, I've never heard you record a Charlie Parker tune or a Charlie Christian tune. You just wanted to get those things inside of you for that creative effect that's going to come out whenever
well,
you play.
Well, actually, I did record a couple of Charlie Parker tunes, but that was early on because at the time I was a little bit scattered with the influences. I didn't know what to do with it, and so there was a bit of, okay, now I'm playing this kind of thing, now I'm playing that kind of thing, where I knew eventually it would just add into what I am, and I would just create more from, what's inside of me, rather than saying, okay, now I'm being a blues guy, now I'm being a jazz guy, now I'm being a bluegrass guy. I don't like that, so I didn't want to end up with that. But, you know, that said, I did record a couple of those tunes back in the day.
I never heard those.
Yeah, that's a kind of early 90s Rounder Records albums that I put out that were just specifically banjo. But much later, probably, I guess, about 10 or 15 years ago, there was a period where I had a band that I called Tony Furtado and the American Gypsies.
Correct.
And that's when I definitely took some of that studying and put it into play with a band. Not necessarily bebop, per se, but using that freedom and what I learned with that. Because the band that I created was just wonderful musicians. The drummer was this guy Tom Breckline, who played for years with Chick Corea and Wayne Shorter, and the bass player was Myron Dove, who played with Santana and a bunch of other folks, and horn player from a band called Oregon, this guy Paul McCandless.
Oh yeah, sure.
And a keyboard player named John R. Burr, and we went around playing mostly instrumental music, you know, taking these tunes that I would write and digging in and just seeing where we could go, you know, because it was mostly a live performing band, and we put out a live album that is out of print. It was on a label called Dual Tone. It was called Live Gypsy, and it was so much fun to just kind of let it all go and let it all be, kind of folk roots meets jazz.
That's good, you know, and I don't really like trying to categorize things, because then you eliminate audiences that may venture into it. But Tony, I think that your music to me is the perfect amalgam of all these different influences, because you absorb all these things. And if someone were to listen to The Bell or Copper and Tin, those two things that came out this year, you're right. We talked this year. Then I remember getting these this year. 2015. They're going to see all these different influences and all the instrumentation and the instruments, and they're also going to hear you singing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and this to me is just I don't know if I had to combine. Well, you've done it for me. If I like bluegrass. I have a bluegrass program on another deal that I do. I like jazz. I like blues. You've combined all those things for me and made it accessible for me. And I just, to me, it's the perfect combination of all those type of influences. And then,
thanks.
Well, yeah, but then it's really still just Tony Furtado music. I mean, mm-hmm. you're not reproducing. You're not, I'm going to do Robert Johnson. I'm going to do this way. You may do those tunes, but you've always done, even your banjo playing was always your style.
Yeah. It keeps me interested, you know, if I'm not having to do something a certain way. I just have always wanted to. I feel like that it's more interesting as a listener to hear music from someone that's just going with what's in their spirit, you know, rather than feeling like they have to be in a certain box playing something.
Well, you're not. You're not in a box. You mentioned right as I was putting you on the air that you're getting ready for the tour, and you're calling from your home. You're in Colorado, right?
No, Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Well, why did you? Okay.
I still have my Colorado number.
Oh, thank you for that, because I'm thinking, he's still in. All right, very good. That's good. It comes up Colorado, so there you got me on that one.
And yeah, I've been here about 13 years now.
And you've kept your Colorado number all that time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that keeps the stalkers away, I guess. All right. So you're coming east, and I will say this. You know, I'm in pretty much right close to Cincinnati where I'm sitting right now, and you're coming. I know you're going to go to Chicago. I know you're going to go to a lot of places, and you're dropping down to the Kentucky area. I know you're going to be. I want to let people know where they might see you.
It's Ludlow, Kentucky, and it's called Folk School Coffee Parlor, I believe.
Okay.
It's called Folk School Coffee Music Parlor. I'm not looking at my computer.
That's okay.
I know it has a long name like that. Maybe your listeners there have heard of the place.
They'll know.
It sure looks like a cool joint.
Well, you don't come. Here's the point that I bring up, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. And then you're also going then further south. Aren't you going to go further south in Kentucky when you do you know?
Mm-hmm. All the way over to Beckley, West Virginia. Going to do a taping of the Mountain Stage program, and then down to Knoxville, Nashville, Little Rock, finish up in Lawrence, Kansas.
Well, I'm glad you're coming this way. I don't remember you coming this far east.
I come straight back up to do Columbus. Forgot about that.
Okay, all right.
A little zigzag.
So I'm glad we get to borrow you for a while. The Bell album, you and I have talked about this before. This really is you sort of like, you know, you've always been connected with labels, or which is great in that they have the ability to promote you, but the Bell is something that you wanted to do, and you touched on it earlier. This is really is like what you want to do, and you also had this... a self-funding mechanism to allow you to do this. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah, I did Kickstarter. Yep. That's kind of a very helpful thing these days if you have a good fan base, you know. I've gone to it twice, and it's definitely helped fund my last couple of albums.
It's got to be, of course, you have a good fan base, but it's got to be liberating and also like a little bit frightening as, am I going to get what I need to get this project off the ground?
Yeah, of course. Definitely. You know, you have to have a contingency plan just in case.
Yeah.
You can't just count on that. I was fortunate for it to work out.
Did you also, when we talked last time, had you, I'm going to say within a year, did you have a child?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's just turned 3.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah. All right. So you've been busy. You're always touring. Tony is one of those guys that you're on the road, man. Last time I talked to you, I know you were driving through snow in the mountains. And
More than likely.
I felt this is
like
not good.
Well, of the time I'm on the road.
Well,
and
I felt
snow and mountains.
Well, and I felt bad because I'm thinking this guy's got a young son and he's talking to me on the phone. I kept thinking, get off of the phone. I didn't want to be an accomplice. I appreciate your time in doing that, and also for being here, because I do look at your music as there is no genre to describe it. It's just all good. Tony, you play so many instruments so well, and
thanks, and
you always put that your personal touch into everything, and it's just cool. And you're singing. I think you're a pretty daggone good singer too.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, you're having fun though with this new one, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it's more like I feel like I'm finally saying what I need to, you know, because I'm playing all my instruments, but I'm also singing songs that came from the heart.
All of your instruments. How many? If someone shows up to see you, how many instruments might they see Tony Furtado playing?
Usually 3. You know, I have a banjo, my old Martin's that I play slide on, and and a cello banjo, which is basically an octave lower than my regular banjo.
Are you going to be doing this? Is this like a solo thing for now? It's like Tony and his instrument.
Just on this tour. It's this tour coming up that I leave for tomorrow. I start up in Illinois for a couple of shows. Head straight down to Ludlow, Kentucky, mm-hmm. at Folk School Coffee Parlor. That's what it is. And then I head down to West Virginia. Yeah, it's just this tour. And then starting in January, I'm going to do another one of those snowy mountain tours in Colorado, but I'll have a band with me on that.
Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. At least if you slide off the road, there'll be someone to call for help.
It's happened.
Has it? Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, a couple times.
Tony, I've admired your music for so long, since those old Rounder days when I was just looking for banjo players, because I fiddle with a banjo a little bit, and I wanted to hear everybody I could playing, and I always admired your banjo playing, and then we've already discussed the progressions and the journeys that you've taken through music, and I just think it's good that you say the bell is now what you've always wanted to do, because I kind of sense that too, that it's everything in here that all of these years, you know, Tony didn't start doing this last year. All these years you've absorbed all this stuff, and now you're writing all these tunes and you're playing what you want to play on the bell, and I just think that's really neat. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, listen, pack up, get on the road. You have a website. I'm looking at it right now. Just basically, if someone looked up tonyfurtado.com, they're going to find it.
That's me.
And that'll tell them where to find you as you're traveling around on the road. And it's a blast, man. Thanks for making good music and just always keeping it interesting. You're one of those people that I always like to go back and say, see, this guy, he does everything well. Here's what he does. He plays music. You know, it's music. It's not banjo music. It's not bluegrass. It's not blues. This is Tony, from Tony's heart and soul. This is his music.
Oh, thanks, man.
All right, man. Listen, have a safe trip, and we look forward to seeing you run through town sometime.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
All right, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to play, just so you know, as you're going away, I'm going to play Astoria from the Bell.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right, man. I'll talk to you later, Tony.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.